Hello, and welcome to Starcase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at Starcase. Today, we are going to meet Zisi. When Zisi was about 10 years old, her family drove down south on their summer vacation. They stopped in Louisiana to tour a sugar factory, where the tour guide mentioned that raw sugar is cleansed with animal bones. Zisi called the Starcase hotline after recalling this childhood experience to find out if sugar needs to bear a reliable kosher certification symbol. Zisi, as you remembered, processing sugar from a 10 to 20 foot high sugar cane plant into a finished product that you might pour into your coffee requires carbon decolorization. At many cane sugar refineries, this occurs through the use of bone char particles. These are electrically charged pieces of burnt cattle bones. I can understand how you might assume that this would be a kosher concern, but in truth, it poses no problem. Since the bones are completely burnt, they undergo a chemical change which converts them to pure carbon. Also, because the bone char is completely unfit for human consumption, it may be used in processing the sugar. In the end, the bone char is removed from the sugar and none is chemically evident in the final product. You might also think, Zisi, that since the anti-foaming agents that control the froth created in the refining process may sometimes be of non-kosher animal origin, that this would be a kosher problem. But the amount used is insignificant and would be bottled or nullified in the sugar. The bottom line is, the kosher consumer may purchase any pure cane or beet sugar even without certification. Kosher certified sugar would use only kosher anti-foaming agents. But do you know, Zisi, that of real kosher concern is confectioner's sugar, also known as powdered sugar, for use on Passover? Confectioner's sugar is granulated sugar which has been ground to a smooth powder. To make sure that the sugar does not clump, a free flow agent is added to the sugar. Most often cornstarch, which is classified as kitnios, is added. Since Ashkenazi custom is to refrain from eating kitnios on Passover, kosher certifying agencies cannot recommend use of this sugar. If it was used by mistake, consult your rav. Sometimes, the free flow agent used is wheat starch, which would make the sugar chametz, and forbidden to be used on Passover. You should sell this sugar along with your other chametz. Kosher for Passover confectioner sugar is made without kidneys or chametz. Well, Zisi, you can now consider yourself Starcase informed. To learn more about the kashrus of sugar, visit the Starcase website, www.star-k.org, and read our archived Kashrus Currents article, Raising Cain, the Kashrus and Other Halachic Issues of Cain Sugar. Until next time, take care.